Part of our goal is to help you assess where you are and where you want to go, and then offer many ways for you to get there. You can choose the very best way for you and your family. Let's talk about becoming who you are. The real you. The million-dollar you. Until you believe you're worth a million and believe that you can make a million, you won't progress. For those contemplating going from job security to total financial security, I can show you the way and offer you encouragement, but you need to decide whether or not that's the path you want to take. Now let's talk about the 10 financial mistakes most women make and how to avoid them. Number 1. Many women believe that creating wealth is only about money and numbers. They're a little overwhelmed when they hear me talk about creating amazing wealth. First, wealth isn't only about numbers. It's also about behavior and your family's history with money, how your parents treated money. It's about your feelings and beliefs regarding money. It's about habits, how you spend and save, or how you spend and spend. It's about personality types and the way your husband perceives or perceived money, and how you've thought about financial matters through the years. When you understand that all these issues factor in, you've taken the first step toward creating wealth, because you're now aware of the fact that there might be a better way than the way you've tried to create wealth in the past. The solution to mistake number 1 is to understand the reasons why you are where you are financially. And all of that is in our wonderful 450-page book, Till Debt Do You Part. The second part of the solution is to decide to be wealthy. That's the first lesson the millionaire taught Richard Paul Evans in the book that we give all million-dollar women at our conferences. He says that many of us feel guilty about deciding to be wealthy because we misunderstand the verse in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Many of us have been taught all our lives that money is the root of all evil. But it doesn't say that. It says that the love of money is the root of all evil, and there's a big difference. In fact, just one chapter earlier, in Timothy, the Apostle Paul says that, quote, "If any provide not for his own, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel," close quote. How can you provide for your own without money? How about the Good Samaritan? Jesus told us to be like him, yet how many of you here today could afford, or how many of you listening today, could afford to pay for a stranger's hospital treatment and housing for a week? The Samaritan was able to help because he had the financial means to do so. And many times we read about God blessing the righteous with wealth and material prosperity. Richard Paul Evans wrote this, "The day will come when you must make a decision. Will you be one who helps others or one who looks to others for help? It's your choice. You can be part of the problem or part of the solution." Close quote. Sweet friends, please know that I don't think life is all about money. I believe life is all about family, God, love, learning, giving, and growth. Part of that growth is learning how to balance our lives. And if we're always chasing the almighty dollar, if we're financially enslaved and spend most of our time thinking about how to make money, we miss what life is really about. Being financially healthy is a lot like being physically healthy. It allows us to do more and be more. It permits us to live our lives free of constant pain and bondage. Do you know that over the last decade, 75% of all divorces can be traced to quarrels and accusations over money? The good news is that for the most part, whether to be wealthy or not is ultimately your choice. So today, right here, right now, decide to be wealthy. Create an affirmation that says, "I decide to be wealthy." Then read those words several times every day. Believe this sincerely. Imagine being wealthy in great detail. Do your part, then you can become wealthy very soon. Number 2, the second mistake most women make is not knowing where their money goes and what to do with it. Solution: Know where your money comes from and know where it's going. Financial problems aren't money problems, they're behavior problems. As much as you don't want to hear this, if you want to know what's happening with your money, you need to keep track of it. Buy an inexpensive ledger and record your income and outgo. To help you with this, we gave you, everyone at our conferences, Richard Paul Evans' book. Hopefully you've got one of those books. The Five Lessons a Millionaire Taught Me About Life and Wealth. In the back of this book, he's given you two wonderfully simple forms called Net Worth Sheet and Cash Flow Sheet. Once you get in the habit of using these forms and track your income and outgo, you'll get control and know exactly what your money's doing. And there are pages and pages of ideas in the back of that book that suggest ways of saving hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month. Number three, the third mistake, is women spend all their money every month. Solution, pay yourself first. Keep a portion of everything you earn. News stories about celebrities declaring bankruptcy or crying to the media about their financial woes never cease to amaze me. Rock stars pawn their Grammys to pay taxes. And people like Mike Tyson, you know Mike Tyson has had millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. He went bankrupt. Incredible. And isn't it true that most people who win the lottery are broke within 3 years? Of course, celebrities aren't the only ones who make bad financial choices. Consumer debt in America is at an all-time high. You've heard it before, and it's true. It's not what you earn, it's what you keep that makes you rich or not. The wealthy woman pays herself first. You might ask, how much should I pay myself? Quote, that depends a good deal, said the Cheshire Cat to Alice in Wonderland, upon where you want to get to, close quote. And I'd add, and how fast you want to get there. Obviously, the more you put away, the faster you'll achieve your goals. I recommend that you push yourself as hard as possible at first to test your limits. Then, when you ease back, you'll find your comfort zone. However, the amount you save should be a minimum of 10% of your ongoing salary and 90% of your side earnings. And I'll tell you later in just a little while about side earnings. Research shows that most American millionaires save about 20% of their incomes. Let's talk about interest and how it can help you. As simple as interest is to understand, the majority of Americans don't realize the power of compounding interest until it's too late to take full advantage of it. But please, make no mistake, you can start this anytime. Let's look. According to the 2000 census, the average American household income was $46,805 a year. $46,805 a year. Now, if Mr. and Mrs. Average allocate 10% of their income to their nest egg and earn an average interest rate of 10.2%, that's based on the average S&P 500 over the last 50 years, they'll accumulate wealth at the following rates. Year number one, $5,000, little more than $5,000. Year number five, little more than $31,000. Year 10, almost $83,000. Year 15, $166,500. Year 20, a little more than $300,000. Year 30, $881,000. Year 40, $2,410,579,000. Now that's just 32 years to the first $1 million. I've been married 35 years. I could have done this if I had. I didn't. I'm learning right along with you. I've learned how a lot of things work, and that's why I'm sharing with you to shortcut your learning curve. But to start today, to use self-discipline, put away 10% of all that you earn, not thinking about it as depriving yourself, but rather knowing this is part of our choice to live a life of abundance, and it's a better way. The fourth mistake is to think that working for others is the best way to make money. Solution: start your own business, doing what you're already good at, what you love to do, when you want to do it. Live life on your own terms. If you knew that you could work on your own time from an office or a special place in your own home so that you're there for your children or your grandchildren when they need you, or maybe just to be home because you enjoy being home. You could stop and take a nap when you want. You're accountable only to you and not to a boss. If you knew without a shadow of a doubt you would not fail doing this, and you could make well over $100,000 a year doing something you really enjoy doing every day, something you're already good at, that sings to your heart, why wouldn't you do that? Do you realize this is highly possible? It is certainly possible. Absolutely. That's one of the reasons I created the Million Dollar Woman Conference Series, to show women how to create the life of their dreams by taking a skill they already know, something they love to do, and turning that expertise, their hobby, their passion into a home-based business. I've done this with great success. I know it can be done, and I'm helping other women do it all over America and internationally. Here are some of the questions I get and their answers. How do I start? Well, you start by deciding to jump off the job merry-go-round just as soon as your home-based business pays you as much as your other job. Don't jump off too soon, as the Beatles said, don't quit your day job. You know, it shouldn't take very long if you follow our plan. Then you decide what your company will be. This decision comes by listening to your heart. When you get out of bed, instead of going to work or doing whatever it is that you don't love, what do you love, and how can you share that with others? I came to the point in my life when I understood this, and I chose to take what I know, what I've learned during the past 35 years, and share it with other women. The second thing you do is to talk to women who have done what you want to do. Learn how they did it. Learn the downsides of the business. Talk to them about what they'd do over if they could do it again. Learn so you'll avoid their mistakes, so you won't just be reinventing the wheel, but creating a better, improved product or service. I've learned that most women are happy to help other women, that most people have good hearts, and they're willing to share their expertise with you. I've had several mentors who taught me things that it would have taken me a lifetime to learn if I tried to do it totally on my own. Find mentors, and you'll take years off your learning curve. That's one of our goals today, to share what we've learned and start you way ahead of where you'd be if you had to do it all alone.